A good deal of the ongoing economic and financial turmoil on world markets has been blamed on the unscrupulous practices of the international banking and financial sector. Islamic banking, on the other hand, is seen as a fairer and more balanced alternative, which has been much less affected by the crisis. Can the Czech Republic benefit from a financial system based on the Islamic law? And can Islamic banking help boost Czech exports into Muslim countries? These are some of the issues debated at an international conference on Islamic banking held in Prague. Jan Richter went along and has more in this new edition of Marketplace.
Based on the principles of Islamic law or Sharia, Islamic banks are prohibited from charging interest, speculating, as well as investing in businesses considered unethical by Islamic scholars. Instead, Islamic or participant banking offers a system of shared risks and profits. It is committed to promoting equity, moderation, and social justice. Islamic banking is today the fastest growing segment of the financial system and is also considered a more honest and fairer alternative to conventional banking. Cihat Erginay is the Turkish ambassador to Prague and head of the local group of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, which organized the event.
There was great interest on the subject from our Czech colleagues, Czech bankers especially, newspeople, your colleagues, who kept asking us about the subject and expressed their interest on the subject simply because we saw that Islamic banking or Islamic banks were not as influenced or affected from the economic crisis that we see in the world today. So they were wondering about it, and that led us to think that, you know, maybe it would be interesting to organize something like this. And so we came up with this conference, and there seems to be, as you can see from the participation, great interest.
Banking as it should be is the slogan of the Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank, the fourth largest Islamic bank in the world, whose head of marketing, Petr Klimesh, was one of the speakers at the conference. I asked him what the attraction of the Islamic finance system for non-Muslims was.
The slogan, banking as it should be, actually came from non-Muslims. When we tested the proposition, when we tested a banking model that was based on a hospitable banking, banking that was transparent, banking that was protecting the best interest of the customer, banking that was simple, it was actually the non-Muslims who said that this is banking as it should be. So this is how we actually adopted the slogan. So yes, of course, it is very attractive to non-Muslims. As recent as yesterday, when I had a dinner with one of my friends, I was telling him about our bank and how we conduct our business. And he said, and he was Czech, you know, here in Prague, and he said, you know, I wish my bank was like that.
Some 200 people from Czech and international financial institutions, the private sector and public administration took part in the conference. One of the panelists was Emad Yusuf Almunia, the CEO of Kuwait's Liquidity Management House. I asked him why Islamic banking was largely sheltered from the global financial crisis.
If we look into the basic Islamic banking, which require the right structure and the right practice, whereby you know, evaluation of the economic of that project will be conducted, not just jumping into any kind of on a project without doing the proper assessment on the manager himself, doing the proper assessment on the sector of it, finding the right asset to back up these type of structures. Otherwise, you know, we will end up with difficulties. And we have to admit that there were, as everywhere, some good examples, and there are some, alhamdulillah, few bad examples when it comes into practice.
Through cooperation with Islamic banks, Mr. Almunia said, Eastern European countries, including the Czech Republic, could benefit by attracting new investors from the Gulf region and beyond.
As you know, that the liquidity is building up in all over the market. There is nothing called there is lack of liquidity. No, there is good liquidity. There is lack of good project, something which give you a comfort to invest in. We know that, you know, looking into the comparable of the other international market, we have seen what has happened in the States, we have seen what has happened in Western Europe, and it is now as simple as the, what we call it, the benefits of the Eastern Europe to look into opening their doors for a new capital which is searching for new havens of good assets.
The Czech Republic recently announced it would try to diversify its exports, the majority of which now go to Germany and other EU member states. Czech officials and business leaders are now eyeing Turkey, Kazakhstan and other Muslim nations, and closer ties with Muslim financial institutions could help those efforts, according to Jaroslav Hanák, the head of the Confederation of Industry of the Czech Republic, which represents around 1,500 industrial firms.
Tím, že se diverzifikuje export a my máme ve strategii pro exportní politiky řadu zemí v této oblasti.
Our efforts to diversify our exports and our export strategy, which includes a number of countries from the areas such as Iraq, Kazakhstan and Turkey, all that makes any links, including banking and financial ones, very interesting and valuable. But we have been working with many other countries as well, and we should not underestimate their interest in investing in Central Europe.
Takže ta chuť investovat od nich v centru Evropy nebo v Evropě je asi značná.
Jaroslav Hanák says that cooperation with Islamic banks, for example in Turkey, would certainly provide a boost to mutual trade. When it comes to potential private customers of these banks, Mr. Hanák is skeptical.
Samozřejmě, určité zkušenosti jsou po návštěvě s panem prezidentem.
We already have experience with dealing with those countries. On his recent visit to Turkey, President Klaus was accompanied by dozens of Czech business people, and that's a typical country where we could develop further ties. But I think it's only interesting for businesses, really. I don't think it has some kind of immediate potential for regular Czech clients.
Já bych byl hodně opatrný ve vztahu k běžnému občanu klientovi.
Tuesday's conference was held at the headquarters of the Czech National Bank in Prague. The bank's officials refused to share their view on Islamic banking and how it could contribute to Czech export strategy. But Professor Michal Mejstřík, who is a member of the Czech government's economic board, says the event could prove to be a good start.
If you take it from the perspective of Czech exports, and we are one with the highest export quota, you know, for our exporters, it's absolutely inevitable and it's unavoidable simply to get through with the principles and to get familiar with our counterparts, banks. I understand that the cultural differences are the part of the business and part of the banking as well, so from this perspective it's a good kickoff.
According to the organizers of the conference, Sharia-compliant assets represent about 0.5% of the world's total assets, but the industry is growing at an annual rate of between 10 and 15%. Islamic banks now operate in the United Kingdom, Germany, Denmark and other countries. So how would the Czech law need to change to allow them into the Czech Republic? Not that much, says Judge Ivana Hrdličková, a legal expert for the Council of Europe.
Problém je jednak v účetnictví, to znamená v daňovém právu.
There are several issues related to, for example, bookkeeping or tax law generally speaking, and to the rules concerning the protection of creditors. But we could find inspiration in Germany, for instance, which changed its law slightly to allow such institutions to operate in the country. But I don't think there are any major obstacles in the Czech Republic either. As far as Islamic banks are concerned, some changes would also have to be made, but we could look at other European countries for examples.
Příklady mohou být z různých evropských zemí.
Another issue has to do with the negative connotations of Sharia in liberal democracies, where people link the Islamic law to Islamism and Islamist extremism. But Petr Klimeš from the Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank says their non-Muslim clients care about what they can get rather than the Sharia principles.
Well, we mainly operate in Muslim countries, and the word Sharia has a very positive connotation. It actually is the Arabic word for law. So we don't see any issue, actually, when we say that we operate in compliance with Sharia. That is very important, and for our Muslim customers, this is an absolute requirement. And for our non-Muslim customers, they don't. What is important for them is what they will get at the end of the day. They might not necessarily be interested whether the transaction is Sharia compliant per se, but they don't mind. They are interested in the actual value that they get, and they're very happy with the value that they get.
Petr Klimeš, who worked for the Czech branch of Citibank before joining ADIP in 2008, says it will take some time before a bank observing the Islamic law opens up a branch in the Czech Republic. But Czech exporters hope that cooperation with Islamic banks will bring more immediate results.